let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Some kids think their parents make too many rules. Clean your room, make your bed, pick up your dirty socks. But God says when you obey and respect your parents as the leaders of your home, then life will be better for you.
Deuteronomy 5, verse 16. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you.
Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord has commanded you. That your days may be long, that it may be well with you. Has commanded you.
I just love singing praises to Jesus. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Then took Mary a pound of very expensive ointment and poured it upon the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her long flowing hair. And the house was filled with the sweet smell of the ointment.
Oh, that sweet smell. Ointment of spikenard, isn't it?
Yes, Judas. Mary just anointed the feet of Jesus with it.
With expensive ointment? Why wasn't it sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?
You're a good treasurer, Judas. You take good care of our money, and you always have a thought for the poor and unfortunate.
Well, Spikenard is very expensive, and the money should have been given to the poor.
Let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she saved this ointment. The poor always ye have with you, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body while I yet live and can appreciate her act of love.
Well, excuse me, please. I shall go outside for fresh air. Jesus had no right to speak to me like that. I'm a better treasurer than he ever will be. What if I do take a coin now and then for myself? A man is worthy of his hire. Foolish, all of them. Believing I really care for the poor. They're nothing. But I think Jesus sees through my claim to care for the poor. I'll have my revenge upon him. I'll go back in until the feast is finished. Then I'll get revenge.
Members of the council, the situation is getting out of hand. It is much more serious than any of us think. A little more and the Roman authorities not only will take away our system of self-rule, but our religious freedom as well.
Your Highness, may I remind you that already we have made it an excommunicable offense not to report to any ruler or scribe the whereabouts of Jesus, if known.
Has anyone come forward yet with such information?
No, Your Highness.
And they never will. Jesus is too popular with the people for any to testify against him. And for that very same reason, we have to be careful lest the people take action against us.
May I speak?
Of course, Annas. As past high priest and man of learning and wisdom, your words have great weight with this council.
Be that as it may, something must be done about Jesus quickly. One man born of poor parents, one man with not a farthing to his name, one man with no learning or authority is right now controlling Israel, and this body of learned, powerful, and wise men. How long are you going to let this go on? Do something!
But Jesus has a certain power.
Power? You mean such as raising Lazarus from the dead?
That and many other things. Things that cannot be refuted.
Well, I haven't personally seen any of the so-called miracles, have you?
No, but many people have.
Well, that gives all the more reason to act quickly and decisively. We must kill Jesus and Lazarus. And as long as Lazarus lives as proof that Jesus has power over the grave, the people will listen to him. Not us.
Thank you, Annas, my father-in-law. We all agreed with your words and suggestions. And now that we have definitely decided the fate of Jesus and Lazarus, there remains the important question...
Pardon the intrusion, Your Highness. But a matter of great importance has arisen. A guard tells me that a man in the outer chamber wishes to say something to this council.
You know we never let non-members in during session.
But this man, Your Highness... happens to be a disciple of Jesus.
What? A disciple of Jesus? Well, let him in.
Guard, let the man in.
You may come forward. You are a disciple of Jesus. What is your name?
Judas, and sir.
What can we do for you, friend Judas?
I understand you desire to kill Jesus. I hate him. He thinks I am greedy. He thinks I'm envious, a thief. And why shouldn't I be? He is showered with gifts worthy of a king. People worship him. But me? I get nothing. The people don't even notice me. Actually, I'm a better and wiser man than he is.
And what are your intentions? Why are you here?
I can tell you where Jesus is.
You... will betray Jesus into our hands?
Yes, for a price.
Yes, money. That's important. How much?
You'd give almost anything to get your hands on him.
Now, the best slave is worth only 30 pieces of silver.
But he is not a slave.
To us, he's not worth the price of a slave. But out of our generous hearts, we will give you 30.
That is terribly cheap for the Son of God.
The Son of God, and you hate him?
All right, all right. For 30 pieces of silver, I will betray him.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible and Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
A backyard noise. Willie ran outside. His big brother Peter was marching with a toy drum. Bam, bam, bam. Can I be in the band? Asked Willie. No, said Peter. You're not big enough. Besides, you don't have an instrument. Out came Daniel from next door blowing an old horn. Peter came first with a bam, bam, bam. Daniel followed with a tarara, tarara, and bam, bam, bam. And Willie wanted to be in the band. Willie ran to the porch. He looked in his toy box. He pulled out a cardboard tube and blew into it. Toot, toot, toot. Willie went to join the band. But Peter said, "You can't play a cardboard tube in our band. Besides, you're not big enough to play in our band." Willie went back to the toy box. He pulled out his teddy bear. He put the tube in the teddy bear's hands. Then Sarah came to play. Ping, went her xylophone. Ping, 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 ta-ra-ra. Bam, bam, bam. And Willie wanted to be in the band. Willie pulled a little guitar out of his toy box. Thring, thring, thring. He went to join the band. But Peter said, "We don't want a guitar in our marching band." Willie went back to his toy box. He took out his clown doll. He put the guitar in the clown's lap. Ting-a-ling-a-ling. Molly came playing her triangle. She came to march behind Sarah. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ping, 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 ta-ra-ra, bam, bam, bam. And Willie wanted to be in the band. Willie dug into his toy box. He pulled out an old broken flute. Pfft, pfft. He went to join the band. But Peter said, "You can't play that. It's broken. Besides, you're too little for this band." Willie went to the porch. He took his stuffed monkey out of the toy box and stuck the flute in the monkey's hands. Crash, crash. Thomas came to play the cymbals in the band. Crash, crash, crash. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Ping, ping, ping. Ta-ra-ra. Bam, bam, bam. And Willie wanted to be in the band. The band marched around the house. Crash, crash, crash. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Ping, ping, ping. Ta-ra-ra. Bam, bam, bam. When they got to the backyard again, the band stopped. There in the backyard was another band. A monkey with a flute, a clown doll with a guitar, and a teddy bear with a cardboard horn. And Willie was pulling them in his wagon. Thomas ran to join the animal band. Crash, crash, crash. Molly ran to follow Thomas. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Sarah ran to follow Molly. Ping, ping, ping. Daniel ran to follow Sarah. Ta-ra-ra. And Peter followed behind with a bam, bam, bam. Crash, crash, crash. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Ping, ping, ping. Ta-ra-ra. Bam, bam, bam. And where was Willie? Willie was leading the band.
All kids know that growing up is a big job. There's so much to learn and do. God's Word is something you can depend on to help you and guide you every step of the way. So read it, sing it, and hide it in your heart.
Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I have hidden your word. Pure by living according to your word.
I have in your word in my heart. I have in your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I have in your word in your word in my heart.
I heard about old Ezekiel preaching to the bones. I heard about old Daniel praying from the lion's den. I heard about little David picking up five smooth stones. But greater than all these miracles is something that happened to me the day Jesus came into my heart to stay. I heard about old Joshua tearing down old Jericho. I heard about that battle when the sun stood still. I heard about old Samson waiting for his hair to grow. I heard about old Jonah learning to do God's will. But greater than all these miracles is something that happened to me the day that Jesus came into my heart to stay. That Jesus came into my heart to stay.
I'd certainly hate to sit next to him on a bus.
What about in a canoe?
No way.
Do you know what I think?
Usually, no.
I think that cows can teach us a lot about health.
How?
Well, look at him. Does he look sick?
No.
Does he look like a weakling?
No.
Does he look tired and depressed?
I don't think so.
He looks kind of contented. Exactly. That's one happy cow.
So what's so strange about that?
Well, look at what he's eating.
Grass?
Yes, and a few flowers, bushes, leaves, and other stuff growing in the ground.
That's what cows eat.
That's my point. Big cow over there, with all those muscles and beautiful hair and bright eyes and swinging tail and really cool horns, eats nothing but grass and water. He doesn't eat meat, which if you stop and think about it, would be kind of gross. He doesn't drink milk unless he's a calf, and he doesn't take pills. All he does is walk around the pasture, eat grass, and sleep standing up.
You know, Sam, you're right. He's proof that we don't need all the stuff that people say we do to be healthy and strong. We just need water, food that grows on the ground, and exercise. But I don't think I'd like eating grass.
No problem. We can eat grains and vegetables and fruit. If we did, we could be as smart as a cow.
And maybe as healthy as one, too.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on Earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Boys and girls, this is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Today's story is A Cup of Cold Water. Well, vacation's almost over, thought Martha. She seated herself in the willow rocker on the veranda of the resort hotel and looked out over the lake. Two more days and she would be going home. She was not really sorry, for she would be going back to work in the music store, and that was a job she particularly liked. In fact, she liked it so well that in the back of her mind she was planning how she could buy the business when old Mr. Bergstrom sold it. He was getting too old to run it, he said, and if he could find a good buyer, he would sell. Martha would love to be that buyer, but she had no idea where she would ever get the money for the down payment. Martha sighed. No use worrying about the future tonight. The lake was still and beautiful with the last rays of the sun making a path of gold almost to the door of the hotel. Just before darkness fell, an old lady hobbled onto the porch and took the rocker opposite Martha. Martha decided she must be a newly arrived guest, for she could not remember seeing her before. The old lady sat in silence, rocking back and forth. Martha sat in silence, too, and the only sound was the squeak of the rockers as they moved back and forth on the wide boards of the porch floor. Suddenly, the old lady's rocker stopped. The lady readjusted her shawl and leaned forward on her cane. Martha heard her say, "I wish I had a glass of cold water." "Here's my chance," thought Martha to herself. "I haven't done a bit of missionary work since I came up here. I'll get it for her." Without a word, Martha left and in a few minutes returned with a glass of ice water. The old lady looked surprised. "Did you hear me say I wanted a glass of water?" Martha nodded. "Well, I was just talking to myself. I surely didn't expect anyone to get it for me." Martha assured her that she was happy to get it. then went to her room for the night. During the next 2 days, Martha caught sight of the old lady only occasionally. Then, almost before she knew it, she was back in the music store. One day, as she was waiting on customers, she noticed a tall, distinguished man enter the store. He waited until she had finished with a customer, then came over to Martha. "Could you tell me where I could find this person?" he asked, showing Martha a piece of paper. "Why, that's my name," Martha gasped. "What would a stranger want with her?" "Then this is for you." The man pulled a piece of paper from his wallet and handed it to Martha. It was a check. A check for $50. How could this be? There must be some mistake. "I'm sorry, sir," Martha said, "but I'm afraid there's been a mistake. No one would be sending me $50. She handed the check back. "But isn't this your name?" asked the man. "Well, yes, but..." "Did you spend your vacation at Cabor's End on the island a few weeks ago?" Let me stop a minute. "Did you spend your vacation at Cabot's Inn on the island a few weeks ago?" "Yes, but did you meet an old lady on the porch one night and give her a glass of water?" "Well, yes, I did, but that old lady is my mother. She said that never in her life has she seen a young lady so gracious as you and so thoughtful of others, especially an old, crippled-up lady. She wants you to have this." Martha took the check, not knowing quite what to say. $50 for a glass of water? Ridiculous. "And another thing," the man went on, "my mother wants to know what you would like most if you could have anything you wanted right now." Without thinking, Martha blurted out, "Why, this music store. The owner is selling, and I would like very much to buy it, but I don't suppose I ever shall." Then she felt ashamed of herself. One should be more careful under such circumstances. "Where is the man who owns the store?" the man wanted to know. "He's in the office in the back room." "Fine, let's go and see him." Martha led the way, and before the day was over, Martha had not only the down payment, but she had the papers and the deed all signed. She owned the store. I know this is a very unusual story. Not everyone who is kind to those around him will be so richly rewarded. But sometimes. Remember one thing. It was not the cup of cold water that did the trick. It was Martha's genuine thoughtfulness and her willingness to be helpful that were rewarded.
The story you've heard today was first published as part of the Vacation Bible School program in the book God's World by the Review and Herald Publishing Association and the General Conference Sabbath School Department. If you are interested in any other products published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
Children come, please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.